What is going on, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome to another episode of the Mistakes Were Made podcast. This is a casual gaming podcast where we talk about everything and anything relating to gaming, gaming culture, nerd stuff. And we're doing this episode a little different here. I've got my co-host. We are not in the same room. And it's Mr. Baggeroni Macaroni over there. He's in his apartment. I'm in my house here. And we're doing this remote because of all the coronavirus stuff. How's it going, yeah, Bags?
It's going. Corona, you know. I don't really leave my house. I go to like three different places if I even go anywhere. It's fun.
Yeah. You know, it's a solid time. It's I feel like we're going to get the peak amount of listeners because everyone's home. They have no excuse not to listen to this episode.
I suppose, but honestly, like, I've been listening to less podcasts since I've been
home.
Don't
ruin this for us, all right?
Like, I listen to, because I'm not in the car. That's where I listen.
Yeah, you're right. But, you know, there's still no excuse. I mean, it's, you guys, we need the listeners over 10,000 by now. We got sponsors. They're really getting worried. I'm just kidding, but we haven't been putting out episodes anyway.
No, we've dropped the ball. We dropped the ball.
Yeah. Well, you know, all this coronavirus stuff happened, and then we just like, you know, working from home, and like we're like, I don't know, because we're used to doing it in person, and then we're like, oh, we could do it like over Discord, so that's what we're doing.
Yeah.
Speaking of Discord, if you guys want to join the official Nookshots Network Discord, you can do so by going to nookshots.com. You can check out our Patreon page there as well and help support the podcast. But we like to start things off here by just talking about what we've been playing. I'm also going to throw in, like, what have you been watching, too? Because, like, now that we're quarantined, you know, I'm sure we're watching more TV than normal.
That's the case.
Yeah. So, Bags, what have you been playing? What have you been watching?
I was playing a lot of Switch stuff. I haven't been on the computer as much as I thought I would be because, I don't know, I'm on it all day for work, so I kind of step away when work is done.
Yeah.
But I've been playing Animal Crossing, like, every day. As much as I would like, but I'm, like, in there every day. Things are moving slowly in my island, but, you know, we'll get there. What else? I was playing Link's Awakening, trying to roll credits on that. I think I'm close to the end at this point.
Very nice.
Tetris 99, jumped back in, started playing that.
Nice.
Started The Messenger, finally.
I was going to say, did you subscribe to Nintendo Online?
Because
you played Tetris, like, a full year, or you had the trial?
No, just a month. It was just a month.
Gotcha.
Yeah, because I did the trial, and then I forgot about it, and it charged me.
Gotcha.
So, yeah. What was I saying? The Messenger, art style of The Messenger never really, like, intrigued me when it came out. I know it had, like, good reviews or whatever, and people loved it, but I was like, eh, whatever. And then it was free on the Epic Store, so I think you guys were playing zombies, and you were full. So, like, I'll pop onto The Messenger. And that game's awesome. That game's really fun. I want to get back to it. That's probably, I tried to play some more Sekiro, but there's one boss that's just fucking me, like, hard. I'm close to the end. I'm like two or three bosses away from the final boss. And I just can't beat this guy. I can kill him in the first phase, but the second phase kind of is tough.
Well, I feel like you've been stuck there for a while.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
It's about time you just give up.
I'm not going to give up. But as far as playing, that's pretty much it.
Nice.
I've been watching a lot of anime. I'm kind of a weeb, I guess.
You are a weeb.
I started rewatching Naruto. So I started that. I'm on season 4 already. Just power through. It's really just on while I work. And it's just like I'm glancing at it. I'm watching Seven Deadly Sins, which is another anime that's been out for a while, it's Netflix exclusive. So, getting through that, I'm actually almost done. I think I have like 10 episodes left, and there's supposed to be a fourth season, but I don't know when it's coming out. I actually watched Into the Spider-Verse twice.
Oh yeah,
yeah, because I was into it. And what else? There's one other thing. I started Community, the first episode last night.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
On Netflix or Hulu?
On Netflix.
Gotcha. Very nice.
And I always watch Family Guy. Like that's, yeah. I fall asleep to Family Guy, so I just keep watching that.
Very nice. Very nice. That's a lot going on there.
Yeah, yeah, just a lot of like, cause we can't leave.
I know. Yeah. I've been playing some Apex with the boys, you know.
I'll jump into Apex every once in a while.
Yeah, yeah. Apex has been good. They came out with the duos, which is cool. So like
duos forever now, right? Like yeah. It's permanent duos.
Yep, and also King's Canyon is forever now.
Yeah.
There's King's Canyon and then there's King's Canyon at night. But the way you can't like choose the map that you go into, you have to, like it's like every hour the map switches for everybody.
Oh, so okay. That's kind of neat.
It's just on like a rotation.
Yeah.
It's like every few hours or something like that. It switches, mm-hmm. something like that. But so I've been playing that. I got into the Valorant closed beta like the first day, like randomly.
Yeah.
Valorant, if you guys don't know, is like Counter-Strike plus Overwatch. And it's more like if you're a Counter-Strike player, you're going to be better at Valorant than if you were an Overwatch player and you went into Valorant. Because it's more Counter-Strike-y. But I never really played Counter-Strike, so I really enjoyed it. But we'll talk about that a little later.
Okay. I was going to ask a question, but it can wait.
No, go ahead.
No, when we talk about Valorant, I'll ask the question.
All right. We'll talk a little later about Minecraft Dungeons, but I played a little bit of that. Also, Animal Crossing, been playing every day as well. The first few days I was like kind of going harder with it. And now like I'm just, I'm playing other stuff. So I'm doing what I have to do in Animal Crossing. And then I farmed a bunch. Basically, I'm waiting until Sunday when the Easter event's over, because then I can craft the last things I need for that. And then
oh, that fucking Easter event, man, I'm struggling.
I have everything crafted,
like
I just like am waiting.
You want to finish what you're talking about, then we'll talk about it.
Okay, all right,
watch it, whatever.
And what else have I been playing? Call of Duty Zombies, you know, play some World of War.
Yeah, I'd love to play, but fucking that game, old game's old, and me and my roommate cannot play it at the same time.
Yeah, that sucks.
Yeah, it's really annoying. So let's just all hook up Xbox 360s.
Okay.
And play on that.
Perfect.
hey, it would work.
Yeah, or we could just buy a newer Call of Duty.
Yeah, that's that too. PC, you know? That too. Yeah. Yeah.
What else? World War Z a little bit as well, but yeah, mainly it's just like it's been Valorant and like Animal Crossing mainly right now. What else? Movies. Let's see. I watched Sonic the Hedgehog finally.
Oh, did you like it?
Yeah, it's like it's a kid's movie, you know. Yeah,
it's like a popcorn movie. Like it's fun, but it's not like gonna knock your socks off.
Yeah. The one of the things that bothered me the most was that it seemed like there was like less of a freak out than there should have been, like with Sonic existing.
Oh yeah.
Like they just kind of accepted it. I was like,
they kind of changed like a lot, and we don't have to talk about the Sonic movie like in depth, but like if they're going off the games, like I don't know, it's like they had to change it to make the movie work, but it's a fun movie, you know, you see it or watch it when it's on or whatever.
I'd
say it's better for a video game movie.
I think
it's higher on the list of video game movies than like Warcraft and that other stuff.
I like Detective Pikachu more.
Oh yeah, I think that's probably the best one. That's on Hulu now.
Oh cool, I didn't even realize. Yeah, but I think yesterday. I like that, like Ryan Reynolds is just so good.
Yeah.
That like I think he really like helps with that.
Yeah.
So did that, watched that. I watched Knives Out as well, which is like that Clue movie. Which is, you know what I'm talking about?
Yes, with the dude who plays James Bond.
Yep. Yeah. Daniel Craig.
Yeah.
Craig. And what else? Marie and I watched Tiger King, obviously.
I'm like not interested in.
Oh, you gotta watch it, dude! Like, it's insane, man.
I don't know. I don't seem to care. You know, Rob Lowe is in talks to play him in like a movie.
Really?
Or maybe a series? I don't know.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
You gotta watch Tiger King, man. Have you tried it?
No, I mean, all the memes.
It's just crazy, dude. It's crazy. It's only like
I got too much anime to watch.
Oh, give me.
I got like more lined up after I finished these other ones.
Too much fun, Jesus. Also, Maria and I watched this. This is probably like the last thing I remember that I watched. It's called McMillions. It's on HBO. It's like
If you watch the time or listen to the Tommy John show. That was on one of the rec rooms.
Oh, I didn't even realize. Yeah, yeah. It's great. It's about the scam that happened with the McDonald's Monopoly game.
Yeah, yeah.
In like the 90s.
Yeah. Maybe I'll watch it. Like it sounds interesting.
Yeah, yeah, no, it's cool. It's only like 7 parts, but it's very interesting. And I guess that wraps up. There's probably more shit that I've watched. I just watched the latest episode of Dave before this podcast started.
Dave is great.
Yeah. But that's probably it. All right. So what you want to just talk about Valorant? I know you had a question about that.
Somebody might knock on my door a few minutes, so I'll have to step away for like a second.
That's no problem. I can keep the conversation rolling here.
Yeah. So Valorant. You said it was more like CSGO than Overwatch. Is it like How is it? What aspects are CSGO and what aspects are Overwatch? Like, I know the hero stuff is probably Overwatch, but then Valorant is like the maps like CSGO, like the way you play it. Like,
yeah. So, the maps are like CSGO. It's like the bomb game mode that's in CSGO. So there's people attacking, people defending the bomb. It's like pretty much just like that. And then you also like buy weapons at the beginning of the round and stuff like CSGO. You also have to like sort of purchase your abilities as well. It's not like only some of the classes I think are on like cooldown, but
so you have to purchase. So like your alts and stuff, you have to purchase them.
So your alts, no, your alts, like you'll get alt points every round and then you can find alt points on the map to collect. So that will like, that's on like a cooldown basically.
So you have to find them. It's not like Overwatch where,
yeah,
build them up.
Exactly, yeah.
Okay.
And it's like so one of the classes I like to play is like this, she's like a grenadier. She's got like a bunch of stuff that explodes. So she's got like these two grenades or like cluster bomb grenades. I have to buy those at you can have up to 2 of them. I have to buy them at the start of each round in order to even have them at all.
Oh, okay.
So it's not like I just have them at
Could you not have the currency to buy them at the start of the round and then you just don't have them?
Yeah. So it depends. Like, I mean, most of the time you're going to have enough to buy like what you need. But you can also, there's like a button and like people can on your team, if they have more money, cause you can see how much they can buy it for you and like drop it on the ground for you. So you do.
Oh, okay. So you can, I got you. That's interesting.
Weapons and stuff. Yeah. That's also CSGO. So like it's basically like CSGO, but then everyone has abilities. Like that's kind of what it's like. It's not too much like Overwatch, I guess. It's more like Counter-Strike.
Okay. Okay.
But it's like I've never really played. What's up?
No, go ahead.
Oh no, I was gonna say I've never really played like Counter-Strike before. So like,
yeah, me neither. I've only seen like people play it.
Yeah, so this was like a learning curve for me to learn Valorant and to learn Counter-Strike almost at the same time. Because like people who played Counter-Strike
getting dunked on like when you play, like are there people that are really good?
Well, so I do okay, but a lot of it is like team communication, and so like we'll get dunked on occasionally because like our team need to talk.
That's like Overwatch like a lot too.
Yeah. And the in-game voice is crisp as hell. It sounds like Discord.
That's
like
good.
They did it. And so people were talking every single match, that I played.
Yeah. It's my experience playing Overwatch. Cause like I never played any CSGO, but I played a ton of Overwatch like if you have a team that's willing to communicate, you're way better off. Like you have a way better chance of winning.
Oh yeah. Yeah, and it's like super, like you really need to communicate like at all times.
Is it like top mid, like all CSGO calls? Like,
or yeah, you're gonna be like mid and mid A, B, C, plant, you know, fucking short. And I don't know, like, I don't even know all the call outs, but it says it obviously on like near the mini map where you are, so you can do the call outs.
Okay.
But you can see the whole map on the mini map too. You can see where all your teammates are and stuff. So, like,
it's easy. You can't see the enemy, right?
No, not, it depends, I guess. Certain classes you can like
abilities, like walls and stuff. UAV will find them.
Not like a UAV,
like the Widowmaker's ulti, like you could see everybody,
yeah, it's sort of like that, yeah. But it's a really like the game feels so smooth, and like it was to the point where I played Valorant yesterday for like a few hours, like on stream. And then Cam and Pat were on Apex, and I went and joined them. And at Apex, I was like checking my FPS because I was like, "Is this like
really?" Because to me, FPS? Apex is smooth. I mean, I've had a little hitches recently. I think that's just hiccups in our internet because if you have me and my roommate playing at the same time, but like as far as FPSs go, Apex is like smooth as shit. You know.
Yeah, and now that's like smooth. Like it's still well, I mean it could be smooth, you never know. depends what you eat. But yeah, it's crazy because like Apex is really smooth to me as well, but like Valorant, I mean, I was having some ping issues and all that for a few matches, but that's just because it's a beta.
Yeah.
But it's really it's really great. I don't know, like the way they've really thought about like everything. In my mind, when like, it comes to like how the game runs,
who's the developer again?
It's Riot. They make
they make League of Legends. Yeah,
yeah. So like this game should be free to play.
It should be good. Yeah, exactly. It's gonna be free to play.
Yep, it'll be free to play.
Does it have a date? Shows how much I've been out of a video game like loop.
I don't think it has a date, but the rumors are like the beta is gonna last like maybe 2 months or so. But I mean, I'm not entirely sure, but I know apparently like next week they're adding ranked to the beta because it's not ranked right now. So I guess they'll have to extend it even longer after they add ranked.
Can I still get into the beta, or is that whole thing over?
No, you can. So you have to make a Riot account and then connect it to your Twitch account and then just watch like some of the big Valorant streamers on Twitch, like Tim.
Okay. Yeah, I'll try. Like, I'll do it this afternoon, I guess.
And then like you have a random chance to just get access to it by watching. So like I literally left Summit up in the background the whole first day. I didn't even watch the stream. I had it muted. And then,
I mean, once you get a key, do you just get it or do you get an email or how does that work?
You get an email and a Twitch notification, but you don't actually get like a code. Like it just gives you access to the game. So then you go to Valorant's website and you can download Valorant from there.
Got it.
Yeah.
That's cool. Sounds interesting. It's kind of like making me crave like comp play, just hearing you talk about it. So yeah. Because I used to play Overwatch competitive all the time.
Oh, for sure. Like that's the feeling I have right now. It's just like... I just really I love competing in it, even if I'm not that good. Like I'm learning,
and right?
Like that's fun by itself. But like I was even like when I was streaming yesterday, like our buddy Pat joined the stream, and he's played a lot of CS:GO before, so he was kind of giving me some tips,
right?
You know, because that will translate well. So I really want like the group of us to like eventually maybe get a key or something. Especially like Pat and Kevin, because they seem interested because of CSGO.
I'll try for sure, but keep talking about Valorant while I go answer the door.
Okay, sounds good. So I play, to let you guys know, I play this class in Valorant called Reza, and she's, like I said, is kind of a Grenadier. She's got a lot of explosive stuff, and there's a big talk in the community right now is she overpowered? Is she not overpowered? Because a lot of her abilities, I guess, can one-shot people. If they're, if the enemy is too close to like the grenades, or she has a little boom bot she puts down as well that can like go around the map. and she, her ult is just a giant rocket launcher that can basically kill anyone in its path. So it, yeah, it's, you know, a big talk. Personally, for me, I don't think she's really that OP. I think a lot of her abilities can be countered easily, like grenades. You can get out of the way of those. The boombot, you just shoot it. Like, I have not been killed by Reza that much, if I'm being honest. Like I don't think she's really that OP. The only thing is that her ult, I could see her ult being tweaked a little bit so that maybe it's not as big of a blast radius, or maybe it takes a little bit longer to get the ult or something like that. But personally, for me, I just think I think she's fine. But there's some really other great classes as well. And by the way, I have been streaming over on twitch.tv/TheRealSpoons if you want to check me out. I've been playing a lot of Valorant over there and also mixing in some Apex. But I think, yeah, I think Valorant is, it's taking the world by storm right now. It's like the hot new game. And I honestly think it really deserves it. Like there's always those games that are like the big thing right now.
Yeah.
And like, oh shit, you're back. no, I was just talking about how like, Valorant's like the hot new thing. And I think that there's always those games that are like the hot new thing. And like they, you know, they fizzle out at some point. But I think Valorant is like here to stay just because of who's behind it with Riot.
I think they always have a better chance, you know.
And they're taking on like what other game has really taken on like competitive FPS games? Like CSGO is like the king of competitive FPS, and Valorant is directly taking it on. Like,
and yeah, I mean, I guess I would say Overwatch, but they're not in the same vein.
Like, yeah, well, still Overwatch was another one, but like it, yeah, exactly. Like, it's not really
like Overwatch is a hero shooter. CSGO. Like, would you call Valorant that?
Yeah, I don't know. See, it's tough because it's like your class. Like, you can have, everyone can have the same guns and stuff. Like if you think of it like Counter-Strike, like. It's literally Counter-Strike with abilities. So like the abilities basically help with like positioning.
So it's more CSGO with flavors of Overwatch than a love child of the two.
Exactly. Yeah. The only reason I say it's like CSGO meets Overwatch is just because like that's just the easiest thing to say.
Right.
But yeah, I mean, like Overwatch, you choose a class and you're like restricted to the weapons that that class has. Like. Valorant is not like that. Like I use like an SMG with like, you know, like a fucking silenced pistol, and I like anyone can use that. So it's you can use a sniper if you're it doesn't matter. So but yeah, it's really good. So I think that's enough for Valorant though.
Yeah, no, it's cool.
All right, so next up here on my list, let's get into. So we're going to talk about The Last of Us Part 2 delay. We're going to also talk about some Cyberpunk and how those two are related in the delay speak, if that makes sense. So The Last of Us Part 2 got delayed indefinitely, delayed again.
Yes.
And you know what? I'm not that happy about it.
I don't think anybody is.
Yeah.
Really? But
I'm a little ticked off, if I'm being honest.
Like... I was listening to Kind of Funny because we had a conversation about it because when it first happened, and we were both like, you know, they said the game was almost done and stuff like that. And like, there's no reason that it shouldn't be released. But then I was listening to Kind of Funny, and they were saying they found like some articles and stuff we didn't see. And it's literally all logistics, like the business end for physical release. Like, that's why it got delayed.
Yeah. Yep. I mean, I understand that part. It's just like, I think that, I don't know. I'm just upset about it, you know?
I mean, when was it supposed to come out? Next month?
Yeah. Like the end of May, I think. Supposed to come out.
And it's yeah.
Like, damn it, man. And then this isn't even like, if this was the first delay it had, I'd be like, all right, I understand. This is the second one. It's like, can't you?
And this one's not. This one's because of Corona. Like, I don't know if it's necessarily right. Naughty Dog's fault. Like, it might be distributor issues and like third, like things like that. I mean, they're giving back. I saw they're doing refunds for people who pre-ordered. Just fucking refund everybody and release digitally And then if you still want it physically, you know, get it physically later. I don't know.
Yeah. Or I think honestly what they should do is just release a demo just to hold people over. Like one
just the just what they were going to give at PAX.
Like yeah, exactly.
It's probably done.
Just release a demo. And
it might take a little work to package it up and put it on a download format, but, you know, just do it.
Well, they got time now, you know. They basically, like you said, they got delayed because of Corona. It's not because of the game's not, like,
ready. No, if coronavirus didn't happen, it wouldn't have got delayed. It's all, this is physically, this is all business, all on physical release, probably, you know.
Yeah.
That's why this happened.
Yep. And then Cyberpunk, on the other hand, you know, a lot of people, including myself, thought Cyberpunk was going to get delayed. And apparently, from what we heard yesterday, is that it's not. Right?
Well, it said that they came out and said right now it's on track, but they didn't rule it out.
Gotcha.
That was
they can never rule it out technically, you know.
No. So I don't know. Like I don't know when that was next month too, right? Or is? Is it May?
Is it this month? Is it April?
I don't remember.
I don't know either. But I think that it's, you know,
but that surprising. Doesn't make sense to me. Like, yeah, like they're gonna have the same business issues that Last of Us 2 would have had.
Like, well, maybe Cyberpunk like is gonna do the digital thing, you know, like what you said before, that what like Naughty Dog could have done. Maybe CD Projekt Red is more lenient with that.
If you pre-ordered the game, like, here's what they should have done. This is just off the top of my head. If you pre-ordered the physical game, they'd be like, okay, we're going to release this game still. We'll give you the option to switch it to digital so you just get it digitally. And, you know, if they don't want to do that, that's on them. But then still release the game digitally. Maybe Cyberpunk will do that too. I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know. It's crazy, man. Like, this was... going into 2020, we were like, this is going to be like one of the strongest years for games. And, you know, it started out strong. Doom Eternal, Animal Crossing.
Both getting solid nines from IGN.
Yeah, solid scores. And then,
Resident Evil 3, I think, just came out.
Yeah, Final Fantasy VII Remake. And then we're going to have the juggernauts, Last of Us Part II and Cyberpunk. And now, I mean, it might just be Cyberpunk. Like, we don't even know, you know? Yeah. And then Valorant comes out of nowhere. Like, it's what a year for gaming. I mean, like, it's even so far, but it's just.
I mean, it's like Valorant is still a beta. It's not out yet.
Right.
But like right now, what we have: Animal Crossing, Doom Eternal, and, you know, Final Fantasy and Resident Evil 3.
Yeah,
it's only four games, and it's only April. So,
right, it's a game a month.
We still don't really know what Nintendo's doing the rest of the year. They haven't really said much. I mean, there was that rumor, or I don't know if it was an announcement, they're like doing a bundle pack for the 3D Mario games, like Sunshine 64. I forget if 64 was in it. Sunshine, The Galaxies, and maybe a fourth one.
Yeah.
I would get that. That's a good pack, but.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
But besides, like, we don't know what Nintendo's doing. Xbox is doing Xbox stuff. Like, they're going to announce the next console, like, more in depth, probably.
Yeah, for sure.
And who knows if coronavirus is going to affect how the consoles release later this year. You know, you don't know.
Yeah, I mean.
Like there's no digital option for that. You need the box, so.
Yeah, I mean, Xbox came out and said that they are still on track. So,
I think figure fall these things are supposed to come out, so are we going to be doing this quarantine stuff in the fall? I don't think anybody thinks that, but I don't know. You don't know how it's hurting production now.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so
I don't even think they have even opened pre-orders for the next consoles yet, so I don't know. That probably helps.
Yeah, I don't think they have either. The only thing, like, pre-order wise that I know Microsoft did was like that, where you could get, like, pay off your Xbox One X in 12 months and then you could get a free upgrade to the next one or something like that. Unless that was for the Xbox One X. I don't remember.
I remember what you're talking about. I don't know the details of that, but
yeah, it wasn't like a pre-order. It was just kind of like,
Like a leasing agreement. Like pay off your car and then trade it in, you know, like, like that. But
yeah, exactly. Okay, cool. All right. So that kind of leads into the PS5 controller talk here. If you guys didn't see, the PS5 controller was revealed kind of randomly, and a lot of talk about it. A lot of people don't like it. A lot of people think it looks like a Xbox-ish controller, sort of. What are your thoughts on the controller?
I don't mind it, personally. Like, I don't... It doesn't look like a DualShock. It's the DualSense. That's the name of it. But it doesn't look like a normal PlayStation controller. It looks like an Xbox controller with, like, the dual sticks instead of the inverted ones or whatever that's called. I don't know. I don't mind it because I always thought the Xbox controller was the better one. So if they took anything from them, fine. I'm okay with it. I don't know. We'll see. It's white, which is a little weird. I think they're going to do black too, but they've almost always been black consoles with black controllers. I don't know if they're doing two different color options in the beginning. That's kind of strange. I don't think... Maybe the GameCube did that. I don't remember any other console having different color options at launch.
I don't. Maybe like, I mean, phones do it. You know,
phones do it, and like the GameCube definitely did it. You could have black or purple, and then I think orange in Japan. But I don't know. We have to see the console. I don't want to judge the controller and the way it looks without seeing it with the console.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, like this, like you said, it might give us a hint towards like what the console looks like, but it's two-tone. So weird.
It's two, like there's two, what is it, white and blue? Like there's two different colors on it?
White and black, but then the blue, there's like the blue light like through like the creases a little bit.
I kind of like it. I wish it was a little, I don't know. If it was one color, I'd be more okay with it, I guess.
It looks good, but like it's gonna get dirty. Like I'd rather get a black one.
You don't like white design. Controllers,
or like I would want the white on the top part, not where my hands are gonna be. I guess you know, like I just it looks like it's gonna get dirty. I've had white
Xbox,
controllers
before, the Xbox 360 controller is white, the OG one.
Yeah, and that's true, but it's more simplistic. Really get dirty. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, well, I guess we'll see.
No, but I get what you're saying. Like, you can see that stuff. But I've heard, I think there's a black option. I don't know if I just heard that or I'm making that up, but.
It probably is going to be.
So then you'd have to be able to get a white console or a black console, you know, at release. Yeah. But I don't know. What would you get? I'd get a black one, probably.
Yeah, I'd get a black one. I mean, I try to get like all my consoles to be sort of like the same, like the Xbox One X, I got the black one.
Yeah.
And like my Switch is, you know, the normal dark
the gray.
One.
The gray.
I like that look, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. But all right, cool. So let's talk about, I got two more topics on the list here.
Do you want to cut for an ad?
We should cut for an ad. Yeah. Right. Let's cut for an ad right about now, and we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for listening to the ad. I'm gonna have to figure out how the hell to cut that because honestly I forgot to time this,
so yeah. I was just looking at the clock.
Yeah. How far in do you think we were?
I'm gonna say between 35
and 40.
Yeah,
okay.
I think we're above 30.
All right, I could also check what time we end and count backwards.
You could also just look at the audio like waves and then see what the big pause is in the middle, and that's where you did it.
That's true. We'll do that. We'll do that. All right. So another topic. I just want to talk about Animal Crossing. I know we both mentioned we've been playing it. So how is your Animal Crossing experience going?
From start
to now.
It's good. I didn't get it day one. I was going to wait. I was actually going to get Doom, but then I was playing through Doom 2016. I forgot to mention that. I was playing that. Beginning of quarantine, I was playing that.
Yeah.
I wanted to beat it before I picked up Eternal.
Mm-hmm.
And then everybody started playing Animal Crossing. So I'm like, 2 days went by. I'm like, fuck, like, I gotta get this. So I bought it and been playing it. I play every day, but it's not like big sessions. Like, I go in, I do what I need to do. I could probably be doing more to like accelerate my island, I guess. Mm-hmm. Like, I just got the second room on my house. I need to pay that off. I'm paying off a bridge.
Nice.
I should probably leave and go to like use the Nook tickets or other people's islands more, but I don't really.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, the good thing about it is you can kind of do like everything in the order that you want, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, but it's fun. It's like a whatever. I can jump in and jump out, you know? If I just jump in, gather some resources and sell them, I feel like I did something. It's not like I played for nothing.
Right.
Which is kind of cool. Nothing's organized. I still need to figure that shit out, I guess. But it's fun. It's a fun game.
Yeah. I've been enjoying it. You know, been looking forward to Animal Crossing because the last one I played was the first one. That actually, I looked. Well, the first one in the U.S. was on GameCube.
Yeah. Do you know, like, the backstory behind that? Like, it was supposed to be on the 64.
Yeah, so the one that was on the 64 was called, like, the original Animal Crossing was called Animal Forest, and it was, like, created by two guys from Nintendo. It was, like, I think it was a passion project or something. Two or three guys. It was something like that.
It was supposed to be on the, like, the CD attachment.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what it was, yeah. And I guess it came out in Japan and like was popular, but it came out in the US and was not popular. So like they didn't end up, I guess, producing Animal Forest for the US or something like that. Something like that happened. But the whole thing with it though, like the idea for Animal Forest was, you know, Animal Crossing, everything surrounding like real life time, right?
Yeah.
So that like extension on the N64 allowed the developers to see what the actual time was in real life.
Oh.
So that's what sparked them to create something that would actually go by real life time. So I thought that was really cool.
Yeah.
Like, you know, they're, you know, I guess like you would never think of that.
It kind of does that in the GameCube version, but you could skip time. Like you could put whatever, cause it's not hooked up to the internet. So you could just like,
yeah. Oh no, it does do that in the GameCube. Just like the first, like the reason one of the things that they wanted to do when they first made like Animal Forest was to have it go by real life time.
Yeah.
Which is cool. But yeah, I've been playing a good amount of that. I'm about to get my second story on. I have like four rooms and now they're the second story is like 1.2 million bells or something like that. Jeez. So
yeah, but you were rolling in it after the turnips.
Yeah, but you know, I had to pay off some debts. And,
fucking Nook.
I have like 1.2 million left, which I think I'm going to try to buy 1 million worth of turnips.
And then I need more turnips. Like I didn't turn, like my turnips only got me like 150,000. I didn't have enough, and like I'm poor right now because I paid off stuff with that. And now I have no money, so I gotta like sell a bunch of shit and maybe do the Spider Island stuff and get some more money to buy turnips.
So with the Spider Islands or the Tarantula Island, whatever, it's harder to do now.
Really?
Yeah, because of April. April introduced like a water bug, and there's also a bunch of these like mole crickets that are like underneath the ground, so like those get in the way of the spawning spiders. So you like you can still do it, it'll just take longer.
Okay.
So I gave up doing them because
I'm like, just gonna watch anime and just play and do that for an hour.
But yeah, so did that. I've been doing good. I got all the stuff like you need to get like the special gift from the bunny guy on Sunday. You need to craft all of the recipes for Bunny Day.
How do you know when you get them all?
I just Googled it to see what I had.
Because I have like fucking sky eggs, man. I need more sky eggs. I can't craft it because I don't have enough sky eggs.
Well, they come everything by else, like every like few minutes.
Everything else I'm swimming in. All the other eggs swimming in them. Just fucking sky eggs. I have two.
Interesting.
Yeah, I'm struggling with sky eggs. I don't think I'm going to do it. I think I'm going to finish his fucking quest or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, I got all of them. It was a bunch of different freaking ones. The ones that were troubling me were the earth eggs, because like there's only a certain amount that spawn on your own island.
Oh, I get a bunch.
Well, I had to, like, I was crafting, and now I have a bunch because I've crafted everything, but I had to go to a bunch of islands to like dig up their earth eggs.
Yeah, it's fun though. Yeah. I mean, the egg stuff's kind of cool. It's for Easter. They call it Bunny Day, but it's for Easter.
Yeah. Yeah, it's fine. You know, I like that they do, you know, events having to do with like real life like events, you know.
Right.
Like, it's kind of cool. You know, I'm like every time, you know, when Halloween rolls around, I'll be like, "Oh, I got to like go on Animal Crossing, see what they're doing for Halloween," you know, something like that. I've purchased clothes that I know I'm going to wear during Halloween.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I have like a mummy outfit, like a witch hat.
Oh, very nice. I haven't like spent time on clothes and stuff, or I'm just trying to pay off the stuff and make the island look better. So I'd ignore my house and my clothes.
Yeah. Well, I got the clothing shop, so like you can like put in like creator IDs and stuff, like what other people have made. So that's what kind of sparked my interest in like putting on different clothes all the time.
Oh, okay.
Just because I can just download free clothes basically, and then like I just like to check the shop every day.
Yeah, see what they have. Yeah. But it's fun. It's like a nice, it's a good, it's a perfect game for what's happening in the
world. Just fucking
like chilling, you know?
Yeah, you're like, if I can't go outside, this fucking guy will.
This fucking guy.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it really came out like the perfect time. Yeah.
Yeah.
That means Nintendo planned coronavirus. It's all their fault.
Yeah, I'm sure that's what they did.
Yep, they attached it to all the copies, the physical copies of Animal Crossing.
Oh, that's how it spread the world?
Yeah, that's how it spread, yeah. Oh,
great.
You open up the container, pew, it just goes in the air. But at least you got Animal Crossing. And the last thing was just Minecraft Dungeons. I know you haven't played it yet, but... No. I got into the beta and I gave a key to Tommy Johns. I gave one to you and I gave one to our buddy Pat. And me, Tommy Johns, and Pat played last week, maybe, I think. And it's a lot of fun. Like it reminds me of Gauntlet in the way that Gauntlet is simple and not too complicated. Like Diablo can get complicated with, like, you know, fucking statistics and shit.
Yeah, Diablo's like a little too complicated for me. Like I've tried to play it, it's like like I could get into concept, but I don't want to deal with all the stats and shit like that.
Yeah, like I'll play Diablo, but then when it gets to the point where I have to like start comparing all these statistics between different things, I'm just like, I don't care enough to do this.
Would you keep playing it? Like, does it?
Oh, Minecraft Dungeons? Yeah. So it's, sorry. I had a message pop up here. Just replying to that. And, Minecraft Dungeons, like, the beta is, it's only a few levels. Like, I thought that Minecraft Dungeons closed beta was like the whole game, it just wasn't polished yet. And that's not the case. Like, it's like most of the levels are closed for the beta. So I played through, you know, the levels maybe like three times each or something like that.
Yeah.
All right, I'm good for now. Like I got some legendary weapons. They call them unique or whatever. I got that legendary armor and all that stuff. So I'm probably good on Minecraft Dungeons unless I get the itch to play it again in the closed beta.
Uh-huh.
But it's I like how simple it is. It's cool because like there's no specific classes, so you can just like like if you want to be, you know, if there's something that you pick up that has a cool ability on it or whatever, like you can just use it and like that, you can build your own class sort of around that if you want to. So it's not like Diablo where like, you know,
there's, if you pick a class in the beginning, you're like tied down.
Yeah, exactly. So like it's not like, and like Gauntlet too, like you choose a class and then you tie down to that. Like it's not like that. It's yeah. But it's, the worlds are cool, like it plays really well, it runs well.
Is it hard or easy, or is it like how challenging is it?
So the way that the beta works, like there's an overall difficulty. There's like default difficulty, then a middle difficulty, and then like apocalypse difficulty or something. So the closed beta only gives you access to the default difficulty, which is like the lowest one. But then there's like six different difficulties within each difficulty that you can set. So we did the hardest difficulty of what we were allowed to do. And like, there were certain parts that were like hard, you know, then like, but we were able to get through it because like we had pretty good gear and stuff, but yeah, it can get difficult for sure.
Is it, how many players can play?
Four.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So yeah, but it's a lot of fun, and I'm definitely going to be playing it. I like, it made me want to get it on the Switch.
Because
I originally played with mouse and keyboard, and I was like, you know what, like I'm gonna try controller, and controller feels so much better. And then that made me go, you know what, even though this is on Game Pass, like I probably want to buy it for the Switch when it comes.
I mean, if it's on Game Pass, you just play it, like if people who don't have it on the Switch, you could play it with them, and that, I mean, it'd be two characters, but you could still play both places, you know.
Oh yeah, I know. Yeah, but I mean, we'll see, you know, because like crossplay isn't coming out at launch, they said.
Oh, but it could.
Like they're gonna be doing crossplay, but it's gonna come like post launch.
Oh, okay.
An update. So, okay. So I know it's like Tommy John's getting it on the Switch, and it's $20. It's not like a $60.
Yeah, it's not gonna break the bank. If you're getting Game Pass already, you know.
Yeah, like, yeah.
You're not getting it for that, and you want it on the Switch, just go for it, you know.
Yeah, so I probably will get it on the Switch, you know.
All right, I gotta jump in. How long is the beta going for?
Oh man, I don't know. I'm not sure. Like, I honestly think it's gonna go like pretty close to when it's releasing, which is soon. I believe it releases this month, fully. Minecraft. I'm gonna just Google this real quick. Release date. Yeah, April 2020. Wait, is that right? No, it releases in May. The end of May. That's when it releases.
If it doesn't get delayed.
May 26th. It already got delayed to May 26th.
Oh, unless it gets delayed again.
It was, yeah. Well, it was supposed to come out in April, and then they were like, hey, because of coronavirus, like we've had to switch up like the way the developers work. So it caused a little bit of a delay.
Yeah.
So it got delayed a month to May 26th. So, I have a feeling like the closed beta is probably going to run up until like, I don't know, May, like the beginning of May, and then they'll close it, or, you know.
Right. Yeah, down, I mean, but I'll try to jump in maybe this weekend, see how it looks.
Yeah, it's fun. Just let me know if you want to play.
Yeah,
for sure. There's not a ton of content, but it's...
Yeah, you know, but in a taste, you know, it's like a demo.
Yeah, exactly. Plus, you know, once it fully comes out, we both have Game Pass, so...
Oh, yeah, true.
There you go. Bam.
Yeah.
All right, so anything else you want to cover?
Something popped in my head, but now I can't remember what it was.
Was it a picture of me? And you were like, wow, what a guy.
No, I was just thinking about Craig and how awesome he is, better than you.
Good old Craig. Oh, Craig, better than me.
Craig's our intern. The Tom John Show has whoever they have, we have Craig.
All right. And Craig is a great, Craig records all of our episodes. That's how dedicated he is. He's our tech guy. He's behind the screen right now, you know, fucking with the shock mic.
He's the guy in this chair.
He's the guy. Exactly. He's the guy in the chair.
Yeah.
And if you guys don't know what the hell we're talking about, we're using this Discord bot called Craig, and it's recording our podcast for us right now. And it's just called Craig. So I don't know why that's what the name is, but that's what the name is. So
yeah, if it gets the job done.
Yep. Craig always gets the job done. All right. He's a hard worker. He will work any hour you tell him to.
Oh, Craig. And he says when you try to pay him, he says no. I don't, yeah. It's just fulfillment to help you.
It's crazy. I sent him a gift basket full of $100 bills, and he sent it back to me with more $100 bills than when I sent.
What a guy.
What a guy. Freaking guy. I mean, Jesus. Craig. It was just, you know, you can't get better than Craig.
Fucking Craig.
All right. So I think that's going to wrap the episode up here, folks. Thank you for listening. Hopefully it sounds okay. This is our first like remote podcast situation here. And take it easy, folks. Bags, thanks for joining as always.
No problem.
And
check out the Nook Shots Network, everything.
Yeah. Check out the Nook Shots Network, nookshots.com. You can check out our Patreon page, support the podcast network. And take it easy, folks. Peace out.
Peace.